Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
One of my favorite verses is verse 18, Psalm 119, verse 18, that says, "Open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your law." And the reason I love that is, you know me, I love to compare scripture with scripture. Yeah. You know, I like to take one verse and then compare it with other verses. And one of the things we discover is that in 1 Corinthians 2:12, we're told that it's actually the ministry of the Holy Spirit who opens our eyes to the things of God in God's Word. And it really makes sense when you think about it, because all Scripture is inspired by the Holy Spirit, and He who inspired the Scriptures is also its supreme interpreter. And so it's a great thing. You know, once you become a believer, one of the ministries of the Holy Spirit in your life is to work in your life so that you can understand the Scriptures. And it's a lifelong process. None of us arrive, you know, at perfection on this side of eternity, but we continually grow day by day in our knowledge of God's Word. Mm. And like I said, it's a ministry of the Holy Spirit. So I, for one, am very thankful for the Holy Spirit.
Me too. And, you know, you and I talk about this every month, and I just want to, I feel like we can't say it enough. Because we see as in a glass dimly, there's things we don't always understand or totally get right, and yet we're in such a day of accusation and kind of people doing the gotcha thing, that we need to have some grace as we are walking this thing out, trusting the Holy Spirit to impart wisdom as far as reading Scripture, versus somebody who's a bold-faced heretic who's promoting something that's with bold confidence that's anti-biblical. You know what I'm saying? That we could have some grace with each other as we are learning and unpacking God's Word.
And I think we also have to be humble. You know, all of us have to be teachable.
Yeah.
And that means that, you know, if somebody comes to me and they point out something to me that contradicts my viewpoint, you know, it's important that I be teachable just like everybody else is teachable. And that's just part of the humility that God calls us all to have. And so, you know, it's one of those things, like I said before, none of us completely arrive on this side of eternity. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that I think has really infected the church today is sort of a prideful attitude that, you know, my understanding is the only understanding. And it's like you and I have said many times before, there are just certain issues where we need to agree to disagree in an agreeable way. And if I turn out being wrong or somebody else turns out being wrong, they need to be humble enough to change their viewpoint, because Indeed. Scripture is authoritative, not our interpretations.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.